Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday was week four of our Lord's Prayer series. And we were looking at, give us this day our daily bread. And it's such a simple phrase. It has a lot of meaning to it. I think it references back to the Exodus story where the Israelites go out each day and they collect manna on a daily basis, and they're only allowed to collect one portion each day. If they try to collect for the next day and store things up, it would go bad and be rotten. And it was, you know, God's way of teaching them, hey, trust me to provide for you on a daily basis what you need. I also think it has a lot of connection to what Jesus says right after this. So, you know, this is in the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6. And right after this, Jesus teaches on money, on not serving two. You can't serve two masters. You have to serve either the Lord or you're going to serve money. I've often told, you know, our folks that you'll either use money as a tool in your service to the Lord, or you will end up trying to use God in service to money. And Jesus says, you can't serve two masters, choose one or the other. But then Jesus goes on and talks about, you know, a famous passage about, you know, look at the sparrows, look at the birds of the air, your Father provides for them. Look at the lilies of the field, right? They don't work, you know, and yet God clothes them. And so, you know, he says, I don't be anxious about what you're going to wear or what you're going to eat, about the physical necessities of life. Do we have to work? Absolutely. Do we have to often work hard? Yes. Do we have to manage what God has entrusted us with well? Absolutely. And yet Jesus says, hey, for the Christian, seek first the kingdom. Put God first. We prayed last week, right? Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God, I want your reign and your rule in my life. Jesus says, seek first the kingdom. Put God first. Put the kingdom of God first. Be thinking about, Lord, I want to love you with all of my heart, soul, mind, and strength. I want to love my neighbor as myself. Put those things first. Put what Christ has done, thinking about the gospel and what Jesus has done for you first, and don't let your thoughts be dominated and your life be dominated by the pursuit of the material things. Or let your thoughts be dominated by the anxiety of, hey, where are we going to get this? Where are we going to get this? Are we going to have enough? Are we going to have enough? He says, your Father knows you need those things. Your life is held in the hands of a good Father who loves you and who promises to provide for your needs, not our every want, but our every need, what we truly need, as we put him first and seek first the kingdom. Then he'll give us all these things, is what Jesus says. I think that's very related to what Jesus is saying here. Hey, Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Give us what we need for today, for each day. Help us not to be anxious about tomorrow. Jesus says each day has enough trouble of its own. Help us not to be anxious. Help us to be present to the moment and to trust you for what we need today. Certainly, I think the best application is just physically, right? Like the material things, but also, God, what I need relationally and spiritually and emotionally, like you take care of us, Lord, in every way, shape, and form. And so I want to give you an opportunity just to pray. I'm going to pray for us here in a moment, and then I want you to take some time and pray and maybe just talk to the Lord about, you know, God, am I anxious? Am I fretful about the material things? Am I worried? I mean, listen, we've all experienced the last few years and inflation is a real thing and the, you know, money doesn't always go as far as it used to. And so maybe there's this tension of like, Lord, the budget's tighter and what's going to happen? And what about this? And what about this? And affordability. And these are the moments where we go to the Lord and say, God, it doesn't mean we're not going to have to make changes. It doesn't mean we don't think about these things, but I don't want to be anxious and fretful. I want to seek first the kingdom and put you first and trust that you're going to take care of me. So let me pray for you, and then I want to encourage you to take some time and pray. Father, in my own heart, guard me from being anxious and chasing. That's what the biblical language there, chasing after all these things, chasing after the material things. God, help me to trust in your goodness and in your provision over my life. You're a good Father. Father, help us not to be anxious, and let us pray and mean it and believe it. Give us this day our daily bread. Father, I pray for those listening that you would guard them, Father, from that anxiety. And as they take a moment to pray, Father, speak to them and just reaffirm to them that if they are in Christ, they have a Heavenly Father who loves them and who promises to provide. God, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to reflect and then to pray.